This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful and dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm fine because I'm not watching the stock market today.
That's a good way to keep your cardiac health in check. That's definitely a roller coaster that a lot of people are getting nauseous on the last couple of weeks. I'm sure the Capitol Steps are well diversified, though.
And we're putting all our faith in the Super Congress Super Committee. When they come back, I'm sure they'll fix this all.
Oh, yes. Absolutely right. You know, because we couldn't solve it the first debt ceiling debate, so the second one, I'm sure, will go much smoother.
So we're probably looking at some cuts for the fall, and it reminded me of way back when they're starting to talk about things like PBS again and all these things that are on the chopping block, and it reminded me way back of when this came up on our album called A Whole Newt World, so that tells you how old that debate is.
Exactly, back when Newt Gingrich was considered a major political player.
Right.
Here we go.
PBS's budget will be zero. Watch the Congress pluck our TV hero. Pack up all those feathered clothes.
Hit the road, pointy nose.
Bye, bye, Big Bird.
PBS, what a commie plot.
Liberal shows, that's all they got.
Left-wing Big Bird. If their budget funding isn't carried,
Bert and Ernie finally can get married.
We know every puppet trick.
I love you.
Gee, that's sick.
The dinosaur's history, but the bird is in. Yeah, this big bird can make you rich in the right market niche.
Big Bird Beer Ads.
No more teaching alphabets. Let him sell cigarettes.
Big Bird Camel.
We'll buy peas and carrots from Big Bird's eye.
Let's divide his profits up in thirds, guys.
He needs a series, his own show.
Big Bird 90210, Big Bird.
Hey, I can hook you up with Feather Locklear.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Capitol Steps proving once again, a lot of these issues once again come back around. And Elena, it's kind of sad that it's bad enough we're going to saddle our kids with tens of trillions of dollars worth of debt. We can't even let them watch Sesame Street in peace without trying to figure out if Bert and Ernie are of the same orientation.
Well, and it's odd because, you know, we were a little bit prophetic with that song because, you know, they're marketing Sesame Street. Now, I don't know if you know that there's a whole amusement park where you take your kid and they meet Big Bird and they meet Ernie, you know. And it's like, I guess there's a lot of money in Sesame Street. So we were ahead of our time on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. There's a lot of people talking about taking Sesame Street to the private sector now. So once again, the Capitol Steps, even back in the first term of the Clinton administration, nailing that one.
Big Bird's IPs, they're coming to your supermarket.
Exactly. You got any lottery numbers for me over the weekend or anything?
And I just realized that we got the left wing Big Bird. Yeah, that's I guess he needs a right wing too, right?
Yeah, I guess so. There you go. Yeah, that's all this back when the Republicans took over the House the last time. So some of the same priorities apparently didn't get done that back then. But Elena, what else are you guys looking at? You excited about Rick Perry?
We're very excited about Rick Perry, and we're working a song in this weekend and hope to have it for you next week about that. And I think he's ready to take on not just Ben Bernanke, but the whole world. I mean, you know, we get attacked, he's going to go after him personally with a gun. If the terrorists come here, he'll go back. You know, he'll go back over there. So don't mess with Rick Perry.
And there's still rumblings about Palin.
We're keeping our fingers crossed.
You guys are nervous about that one, but
She's not going to go away quietly either way. So I think we'll be fine either way.
That's true. You've already got 8 in there. I guess you can't get too greedy, and
right.
Probably about 10 or 11 if the people they won't even let debate were actually on stage. So.
That's right, and Ron Paul came in second in Iowa. Nobody, still nobody. You can't get any respect at all.
Absolutely right. It doesn't fit the media narrative. Oh, well. Elena, I'm sure the Capitol Steps will have plenty of Ron Paul songs in the weeks ahead.
You do, Ron. Yes, that's right.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get a copy of their latest CD. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.